Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Possibly the most important engine for good health is faith. As a naturopathic doctor, I can say I do believe in the power of the body to heal itself if given the possibility. This could mean getting junk food off the menu, finding good herbal and homeopathic remedies, finding time for exercise, movement, etc. It can mean more than this, though, including things like believing in a purpose to being alive, which is really powerful. People who claim to be an atheist, well, that's a curious stance, as of course they believe in many things when it comes down to it. Like if you're kind to people, you'll feel good, so somehow that kindness is getting back to you. Is that just a chemical reaction? Our scientific double-blind study suggests the world is truly beyond our understanding. For example, that psychokinesis is a real thing. That is, subjects in experiments will, consistently, be able to influence what should be a random event, like a machine generating numbers with no pattern. Yet suddenly a pattern starts appearing due to people's thoughts. When this is parsed out further, it's found that people who believe in psychic phenomena do appear to influence these psychokinetic events to a greater degree. In other words, a professed atheist, one could say, is deliberately cutting him or herself off from a larger, more holistic reality. If you want to believe that life is just random chemical occasions, then you're possibly going in that direction by choice and greatly limiting your experience of life. Fortunately, I still see homeopathy work in atheists, so not everything we can explain can be shut out by these folks. I must say, most things holistic doctors do with their patients require some level of faith, that is, taking action beyond the mainstream medical ways. In mainstream medicine, one also needs faith, but I'd say limiting yourself to only drug therapy is similar to how an atheist limits themselves to a greater experience. That might seem kind of grandiose, and of course, you may need drugs to save your life or even just relieve something like terrible pain. I want to add here that I think hope is good, but faith is more powerful yet, as it's the springboard to allow you to take action that can really make a difference. So, say you're diabetic and you can't seem to do enough to set your blood sugar right, perhaps that one homeopathic medicine can be the crucial piece of the puzzle that complementary medicine could offer you. Begun with a little faith. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.